Here we are. It's day four. 4 days in a row you've been doing this, and I'm right here with you. I am your coach. I am your mentor. I am helping you get through this. I'll tell you, I wish I was standing right there with you just so I could enjoy how much this is changing your life. Now, every day in your heart exercise, I give you a few minutes to use just as you will, however you want to. This is very important time. It's actually a time when you allow yourself to experience God. You see, we are not governed very much toward experiencing things. We know about emotions in a very generalized sense, but we have not become comfortable experiencing things. We don't know how to experience our husbands or our wives apart from them doing something to generate an emotion. Likewise with God, as close as we come to experiencing God is when we get into a church service or a prayer time and we generate some emotion. We want to be able to experience God. We want to feel Him, feel and experience being one with Him. So during this time, you want to notice your feelings. Notice your thoughts. Don't try to control them or force them. Just notice them. Now, this is very difficult for us because we have been so accustomed to ruling our lives by our intellectual thoughts. And our intellectual thoughts tend to try to take control of every experience and mold it to our preconceived ideas. Just learn to notice things. In a few weeks, you will learn some very specific exercises about observing your thoughts and feelings, totally free from judgment or the need to control. This is going to influence your life in an incredible way. Now, some people experience God's love for the first time during this quiet intimacy. Others have even noticed negative feelings they have toward God. Now, don't get upset if you notice something negative. There are no wrong experiences here. There are just real, honest, heart-level experiences. Sometimes these negative emotions help you discover why you've had problems trusting God in some area. See, your intellectual mind says, I've got to love God. I've got to have all of these right feelings about God. So if we have some fear or concern at the heart level, when that tries to emerge, our conscious mind says, no, we've got to suppress that thought because we have been led to believe that God could not contend with us having such a thought. But as you're learning through this experience, God can contend with any thought that we have. And this is the only way to get in touch with our true heart feelings about God and about life. Now, always spend some time during this intimacy and this quiet time acknowledging His presence. By acknowledging something, in a certain sense, you actually give yourself permission to experience it. For example, if you never acknowledge that a person loves you, you can never emotionally experience their love. And it's the same with God. You can only experience what you acknowledge. So during this time, acknowledge God, acknowledge His presence, acknowledge that He's there. Even if you feel nothing, acknowledge it. That's the first step toward experiencing. Now during this time, you should also learn to commune with God. Talk to Him honestly about what's in your heart. Talk to Him about anything that you want to say, really, and feel the abiding sense of peace that His presence brings. Regardless of the issues you present, you're going to realize that God remains consistent, loving, and accepting the entire time. Now, the Bible says that Jesus is knocking at the door of our heart. He wants to come in. He wants to commune with us. Well, the word commune is related to the word communicate. This means that He wants to talk to us. And so this is a time that we can allow Him to talk. We can acknowledge, Jesus, I want to hear what You have to say. And then give Him an opportunity to speak into our heart. This may be where you actually learn the language of God. Now, the Bible teaches that God sees and declares the end from the beginning. So this would be a great time to experience the end benefits of your heart physics program. You say, well, I'm not sure what you mean about that, Jim. You see, you can look toward the end of how you want to see yourself, how you want to feel, how you want it to be when you finish this entire 30-day program. You can see yourself finishing the program. You can see yourself with a new level of confidence, a new awareness of Christ in you. In fact, you need to allow yourself to experience the benefits and the positive emotions that will come when you finish this program. You see, as soon as you experience the great emotional benefits of this program, the truth is any struggle that you are having with completion will end. You see, the degree of fulfillment you can experience now will actually determine your daily consistency. This is an important heart key. Always experience the end from the beginning. Now take out your heart exercise for this week, and I'll meet you again tomorrow. One more day, and the first week is behind you.